President, Sri Lanka appreciates the informative presentation of the delegation of the State of Honduras. We welcome the ratification by Honduras of all the UN Core Human Rights Instruments, the creation of a Ministry of Human Rights in 2017 with a mandate to advise the government and other institutions, as well as the strengthening of the Office of the Special Prosecutor for Femicide. We note the steps taken by Honduras to guarantee universal access to education. The Basic Education Act and the Strategic Plan for the Education Sector provides for free education from 5 years of age until secondary level, extending the average length of time spent in education from 9 to 13 years. In a constructive spirit, Sri Lanka recommends that Honduras strengthens its initiatives to provide an effective response to the situation of food insecurity and child malnutrition as recommended by the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. Considers further expanding education coverage, especially at secondary and tertiary levels, provides equal opportunities for women and men in the labor market, and strengthens measures to close the gender pay gap in view of the adoption of the Act on Wage Equality, and continues efforts to reduce health needs and discrepancies in access to healthcare for the most vulnerable groups, including by allocating adequate funds. We wish Honduras success in its UPR engagement.